Let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Welcome back, everybody. Coast to Coast, This Week in America. The Kidnapping is the first book in Merrill Vaughn's popular Cold Case Investigators series. When a double crime involving an assault and kidnapping of a juvenile is committed in family housing of an active-duty Air Force base, the top two security police investigators are called in. Now, since the crimes were committed on government property, the FBI was also called in initially to assist the Air Force investigators. Yet, even with the top FBI agent and security police, investigators were not able to find any clues to find the perpetrator. The case would take years to solve. Merrill Vaughn, our guest and the author, was born in Santa Ana, California, after graduating from Citrus Junior College in 1970, entered the U.S. Air Force in November of 71. He served in California, Thailand, Florida, New York, Greece, Hawaii, Wyoming, Germany, and Honduras. He retired in May of 1993 with the rank of Master Sergeant. After retiring, he moved to Pittsfield, New Hampshire, where he was a substitute teacher for Pittsfield School District until 2020. He also attended Franklin Pierce University, graduating in 2012 with a degree in general studies. He's committed to his community by being involved in his church and local committees, and in 2007 was appointed as the town representative to the Concord Regional Crime Line, a position he still holds. Merrill Vaughn is author of The Kidnapping, The Happy Paper Hanger, and the newest in the Cold Case Investigators series, The Prostitute Killer. And he's back with us on This Week in America. Merrill, pleasure having you back with us. Thank you for joining us.
Thank you, Rick, and I'm glad to be here this morning.
Well, it's a pleasure to have you with us to talk about this series. We'll give you the information as we go through where the books are available. This happens to be the first in the series, The Kidnapping. Merrill Vaughn, our guest on the program today. What motivates you to write? Where did the spark come from? You've retired a couple of times now, and you're continuing to work maybe even harder writing these books than you were when you were actually going in 9 to 5 every day. What motivates you to write?
What motivates me to write is to make viewers happy, to make them read, or to let them read stories that could, in my case, could be real life. It motivates people to try and understand what's going on in the world.
And it's interesting, the way you write, we're right there with you. We feel like we're going to solve this before they do. Give us enough clues. And Merrill does that with rich detail in his book, the newest that we're talking about on the program, but first in the series, The Kidnapping. You'll find the books, of course, available at Amazon.com and MerrillVaughn.com. Links for those websites on our website, thisweekinamerica.us. You've had a motto, a sort of a saying in life, and you use that when you start a book. Talk about the three words that motivate you when you're writing or doing basically anything.
Yes, the three words are changing from three other words. I change the word cannot to can, I don't to do, and then I won't to I will. Anything is possible if you use those three words. Anything.
And you're living proof of that. You've done so much throughout your career now in the writing you're doing. And again, the books are available wherever books are sold. MerrillVaughn.com is the website. How do you think, why do you think this book appeals to people? This was the first in the series. This took off and people really enjoy this, waiting for more. Two more followed. What is the appeal, do you think, to readers in reading this book, The Kidnapping?
What do I think it should?
What is the appeal?
The appeal is a true crime novel. It seems that people are getting more interested in these type of books, and these type of writings, to get the feel of a true crime, to where, especially if the author pays attention to detail, making it sound like it's real, like it really happened. It makes people think, One reviewer was a mother, and she read the book, and she was chilled by the idea of something happening to her child, and it's made her become closer to the child to protect him. So that might be one reason right there.
Yes, and I can see how that can happen because you make this alive. It's the kidnapping of a juvenile, and that's got everybody's attention, and that you take that emotion and you carry it all the way through the story. The story is the kidnapping, the first in the series. We talked about this before, and this book too, like the book we talked about before, The Prostitute Killer, this really is sort of cinematic. As we're reading the story, it unfolds off of the pages. Any talk about doing a TV or movie based on the series?
I'd like to see a series done to where they can incorporate each book. I continue to write. I've got a fourth one that I'm working on now. But to start off with, though, I think a movie would be great for the kidnapping, just to set the tone for the cold case investigators, the private investigation business.
Yes.
A movie would grip people and wanting to watch it, and it would make them interested in following the next series. So a TV series could follow the movie.
And could do it very nicely. The kidnapping is the first in the series, so that would lay the groundwork for the viewer for what's coming for the rest of the season from that series. The book is available, again, as all three are, at Amazon and Merrill's website, merrillvaughn.com. There's a technical aspect. You make this come alive because we're believing what you're telling us. You spend a lot of time, obviously, researching, getting the technical details down. Talk about that and working with some of the different agencies involved. You have a good feel for what actually happens in real life in an investigation.
In real life, in my case, I utilize the experience that I had working with Air Force security police investigators. And then I went ahead and checked with the local FBI field office for some information. I had to put my mindset from the 21st century back to the 20th century. So I had to do a lot of researching as to how FBI agents handled this type of a case, how the Air Force Special Security Police investigators work with the FBI. The FBI takes the lead because of what they call the NIMS, NIMS, National Incident Management System. Mm. Because the crime was committed on federal property, the FBI took the lead on it. And in time, the security police investigators retired, and they started up the business of cold case investigators. And then as far as the investigation goes, I also checked with local police departments for procedures that were done back in 1996 through 1996. And that's where the researching came into play. And I used the locales of California, Southern California, because I was stationed at Norton Air Force Base. And then I also used Cheyenne, Wyoming, because that's where I was recently when I retired. So I knew the area there. I mentioned the 100th anniversary of Cheyenne Frontier Days. I was there for that one. So I was able to incorporate that into the book also. But I also researched some things with the Cheyenne Chamber of Commerce for businesses that were still open back then.
So it's based on reality, what actually happens in these situations, the actual towns, what it's like in those towns. You feel for all of that as you're reading this book, the first one in the series, The Kidnapping, book again, available wherever books are sold. Merrill's website is Merrill Vaughan, V as in Victor, AUGHAN.com. And you'll get all the information there on all of the books, as well as Amazon, the other places. This is set on a military base. That's where this all begins. What's the response of veterans? Have you heard from veterans and their reaction to this story on a military base?
Most veterans have reacted favorably to it, especially Air Force people. Some of them were stationed at Norton. The only exception is the the person that did the assault and the kidnapping in the book was a Army Special Forces, and one or two Special Forces veterans were kind of upset about it that I had it that way in the book, but when they got to the end, they felt satisfied because of the trial that was done and justice was served, and they thought that the person was correctly served. They were the only negative ones that I had with the book. Most, about 99% of people that have read it have been very favorable for it, and they've been looking forward to my other books as well.
And fortunately, if The Kidnapping is the first one they've read, you have the two other books that are available wherever books are sold. You've got, besides The Kidnapping, The Happy Paper Hanger and The Prostitute Killer. We talked about The Prostitute Killer the last time we talked with Merrill. You'll find that in our archives. You can Google it. You can go to iTunes or any of the podcasting places and do This Week in America and find the story there. And you can listen as Merrill talks about The Prostitute Killer. When you write a story, do you know where it's going, or and you work from a strict outline, or do you sort of know in the beginning, you hit the ground running and you take them where the go where the characters take the story?
I go ahead and I write down ideas, and from that I go ahead and I make an outline, and then I fill in the gaps, so to speak. And I sometimes improvise what I'm writing, but I basically go by an outline. It gives me the general idea of the flow of the manuscript of the story, and it just evolves from there. The Prostitute Killer was a complicated story because of the complexities of the storyline and the brother-sister duo that were the killers, or the sister was the killer and the brother was the accomplice. But it very complicated storyline that I've heard that made people continue to turn the page just to see what was going to happen.
Yeah, I know it's 2:30 and I should go to bed, but I got to see what happens here. So you just read another chapter and all of a sudden you're at the end of the book and have enjoyed it and you're waiting for the next one to come out by Merrill Vaughan, our guest on the program. Talk a little bit about, besides, we talked about the technical aspects, the location, the procedures that the police follow. You do a lot of emotional writing, don't you? For example, in this, the psychological toll is dramatic on, for a number of reasons, on the main characters. Talk about the challenge of keeping the story moving, having it flow, yet developing these characters where we really feel the emotions that they're feeling.
Yes, that's what I try. I try to put my mind into each individual character, whether it's a male or female, adult, or in the kidnapping case, the child. Fortunately, I was not kidnapped. I don't know of any don't know of any kidnappers, but I put my mind in my mindset with the characters. and tried to evolve from them what they were really feeling as I write. In the case of the kidnapping, I tried to put in my mind how a kidnapper would feel and try to escape from the crime scene and try to remain hidden and not get caught.
Yeah, he was
but
hidden.
Then sometimes, like at the end, a simple error finalizes the case.
And that's amazing. He does, probably in his mind, thinks he got away with this, and then a slip up, and all of a sudden the cold case is active once again. What was it about this storyline that captured your attention as you were looking? Now, this was the first one, so this is the one that's kicking off the series. What was it about this story, the kidnapping, that really got your attention, that drew you in as an author?
That's a very good question. What got my attention was the perpetrator, if that's the easy way to put it for him.
Yes.
That committed the crime. His past relationship with the victim was that they were boyfriend-girlfriend for a short time in high school. But she realized what type of person he was and broke it off. But he didn't want to. And he finally caught back up with her again. And raped her. And then she had the child. And 2 years later, on the child's birthday, he shows up. And that's when he assaults her again and goes ahead and kidnaps the child. But I tried to make it seem he didn't harm the child. I mean, I made sure that was
yes,
that was in the book, that there was no harm to the child. In fact, he loved him. He loved the boy. But it was the way that it flowed, and that's the easiest way that I can explain it.
Well, there's all of the elements there. It deals with loss, determination, justice, perseverance. All of that is captured, emotions that are captured in the book, The Kidnapping, by our guest on the program. Once again, Meryl Vaughn back with us. A few minutes left in the program. Let's say somebody's listening now, a television producer, and you've got their attention. They like the storyline. You could probably help them out and cast it as well. Do you have anybody you would like to see in the movie? As you were writing this, could you see a particular actor or actress in the movie?
Yeah, for Patrick Johnson, the father, I would like to see Jay Hernandez.
Ah, yes.
Who played Magnum P.I. I'd like to see him. Roger Moresby would be good for one of the investigators, John Summers.
Oh, yes.
And then the woman that played Higgins on Magnum P.I. I forget what her name is, but I think she'd be good to play the part of the wife, Sherry Johnson. As far as Paul Gibbons goes, there's only one name that comes to my mind, but he's too old for that. He's too old for that scene. So I don't know. That'd be up in the air. Those are the three main ones that I would consider, or I would like to see.
That, yes. Well, you've got that all planned, so you've got casting ideas for the producer in waiting out there. It sounds like you were a big fan of Magnum P.I.
It sounds like that. I'm sorry.
Yeah, it sounds like you were a big fan of Magnum P.I.
Oh, yes. Yes, very much so.
good show, and the location was great. It had all the elements going for it, didn't it?
Yeah,
that was a good one. What other projects do you have up? You mentioned you're working on another book. Now, the first three are out there. The one we're talking about, the kidnapping, the happy paper hanger, and the prostitute killer. What are you working on now?
Okay, there's two other books that I'm working on. One of them is due to come out very, very shortly. It's called Through the Eyes of a Warrior. It's based on poetry that I did, veteran issue poems, and it's set into a fictional storyline of a Vietnam veteran and the problems he had when he came home, and he ends up writing for therapy, and it helps him. It also brings awareness to the public. Like in one poem, it talks about that our POWs that are still missing in action.
Yes.
And for example, in World War II, there's over 10,000 still missing, still listed as missing in action. Vietnam, there's another 2,000 that are still listed as missing in action. So there's a poem on that. There's a poem for 9/11 called The Day Liberty Cried. Hmm. So that's a project I'm working on. It's almost finished. In fact, I'm editing the manuscript as shortly later on today. And then there's a fourth book in the series, The Cold Case Investigators, called Alice O'Connor is Missing. That one involves amnesia. I'm keeping busy.
It sounds like
I have an idea tumbling around in the old gray matter for book number 5 in the series, but it's not enough for me to write down notes on yet, though. It's just fragments of ideas.
Yes. And that's how it starts, and then the ideas come, and the book is published, and we talk about it. And we've got, it sounds like, plenty of material to talk about in the future with what all Merrill is involved in. His website is merrillvaughn.com. You can link onto that by going to our website, thisweekinamerica.us. Information there on the three books that are now out in the Cold Case Investigators series. Information when the new books are out, you'll have information on that. You can order the books there as well. I'd like to thank Auctorum House for arranging the conversation once again with Merrill today, empowering authors, crafting excellence, your ideal partner in the journey towards literary success. Auctorum House, website auctorumhouse.com. And Merrill, you want to mention your publisher as well, the ones that have been there and keeping all of us reading your books. Who's the publisher?
The publisher is Paper Rights. They're the ones that are handling all my publishing for me as far as the books go.
Yes.
And screenplays have been done on all three books.
Well, you are ready to go.
Screenplays are completed, and they're ready to go.
And you've
for
got
anybody that wants it.
And you've got casting pretty well put together for the movie as well. So it's all a one-stop shop. You come and you talk to Merrill, and he's got everything you need to get this up on the screen or the small screen at home. Yeah, Merrill, it's always a pleasure to have you on the program. Our past conversations you'll find by going to thisweekinamerica.us, and you can find them there or just Googling them. Merrill Vaughn has been our guest on the program. Thank you for being with us, and congratulations on the success of Cold Case Investigators. This series is really taking off, has a life of its own now, and people are looking forward to the next book, and there will be one. Thank you for being with us on the program.
Thank you, Rick, and I hope you have a very good day.
You as well, and get editing on the manuscript, and we'll keep talking about it here in the program. Merrill Vaughn, our guest, his website is merrillvaughn.com. All that information on our website, thisweekinamerica.us. And yes, you're listening to This Week in America, and we're back on today's program right after these messages.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.